Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, and I'm looking at all the texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, inflation is not getting better. That's not good. Well, let me explain a couple of things. Number one, we're very happy that Charles is back. Charles had a couple of family things he had to do for the last couple of days, but he's back and hitting it out of the park as he does each and every day. So we're just thrilled with that. Sarah Huffman had a great story. I don't know if you've been following that throughout the afternoon about my beloved Hanover County now having to talk about school expansion. Now, why is that? And why, when I called Patrick Henry High School the other day, they have a new answering process, which now includes Spanish as an option. Anyway, I'm just asking some questions, just to spitball stuff. Now, having said that, 2.4%, fair enough. Remember that inflation compounds. It's not like we go, oh, well, you know, it's just up 2.4%. It's 2 pennies out of a dollar. It's not really a big deal. This has compounded, and in the 4 years that Kamala Harris has been vice president and Joe Biden has been president, in those 4 years, actual prices are up 20.5%. Now, there are some sectors where you say, oh, it's not that much, and other sectors where it's more. Correct. Economists who are actually worth their salt take all of those numbers, and they analyze them, and they put these numbers together and figure it out. Overall, prices are up 20.5%. What does that mean? In the last 4 years, you have, out of every dollar you had in your pocket, you now have less than 80 cents. You have 79.5 cents out of every dollar. Maybe you got a pay raise. Going to remind you of this. Unless you got a 20.5% pay increase through the last 4 years, you are making less today than you were 4 years ago. So everybody can try and put a bow on 2.4%, say, oh my gosh, it's all good. Everything's getting fixed. It's not. All right. That's my little spiel. I'm going to get off my my soapbox, and I am going to hand the soapbox to my friend, Dr. Keith Abloh. It's a really big soapbox, and it's a good soapbox, and nobody better to stand on it than the good Dr. Abloh. Good afternoon, Keith.
Good afternoon. Thanks for including me on the soapbox.
It's big. It's sturdy. We're good.
It is a good one. Yeah. It fits two, at least.
At least. Hey, I got to ask you your perspective, my friend. You're a brilliant man. Everybody knows that. We spend time with you on a regular basis. You're looking at the last couple of days of the Kamala Harris experience, if you will, where she's poking at Ron DeSantis, who not only turns around and pokes right back, but he seems to have backup from Joe Biden, who's saying, oh, I've been talking with Governor DeSantis. All is right with the world. Is she imploding? Is that what this is?
Man, I hope so, and I think so. Yeah. You know, you got her with gaffes, you know, literally, you know, being uncloaked as, you know, walking through, you know, flood ravaged areas on cue with cameras rolling to make it seem like she's reflective and create false narratives for people. I think, you know, you can only fool people for so long, I hope.
Yeah.
And she's having some bad days and weeks here. And the big momentum seems to be with Donald J. Washington, as I call him.
It really does, doesn't it?
It does. The Elon Musk thing, huge.
Yeah.
The Kennedy synergy, yep. Enormous.
Yep.
Man, I can feel it. And the bettors are betting on Trump, on Polymarket, and the like.
Now, what do you think really happened? I, all kidding aside, what happened? Was it that Donald Trump broke through with his messaging despite all of the media seemingly in the tank for her? Was it her self-inflicted wounds? Was it Tim Walz damn near saying, you know what, J.D., I think I'm going to vote for you at the end of that debate? I mean, it just seems like it's a circus, Keith.
I think it is that. What do I think it really? I think, first of all, I think Trump showing up in North Carolina in a way that looked presidential with the flooding, huge. I think the Elon Musk thing can't be overstated.
Okay.
I think that Tim Walz really looked not ready for prime time at all in the debate and was completely outclassed. And even things like saying the Electoral College has to go,
right?
Which he has said, you know, and now Kamala's, you know, distancing herself from that. They just don't look like, listen, you know, nobody wants any, you know, hurricane to ever strike anywhere and anyone.
That's right.
What this discloses is, man, what if they're the ones in charge when we have a crisis? They can't pull it off. I mean, the deep state can do a lot,
right?
But
right.
You know, maybe it does need someone at the helm, and we don't need the deep state. We need real leaders, real elected people. But you know, when you get those two, imagine it would be a comedy of errors.
What about those people on the left? And I'm happy to say that I'm relatively removed. You, my dear friend, are right there, ground zero with crazy leftists.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, are there people on that side of it who are seeing what a colossal screw-up Kamala Harris is, what a dope of epic proportions Tim Walz is, and do you think that they can bring themselves to say, I hate Trump, and they can still hate him and vote for him, right?
They can, except Massachusetts is a special case.
Yes,
right.
A nut
so,
case,
I mean,
I
nearly
is the technical term, doctor.
It's a nut case, yeah. And like I nearly came to blows with my cousin at a wedding over the weekend. I said, "Who are you voting for?" "Well, I'm not voting for him. He's impolite."
Oh.
I said, do you ask the same question if you had, say, and I knocked on wood and all that. I said, if you had like a glioblastoma,
right,
like a brain tumor, and the best neurosurgeon in the world was crass, you wouldn't use him, right? That's different. That's just me. That's not the nation. I'm like, oh my God. He said, now don't get in a fight with me. So listen, and by the way, there's a Jewish guy. So, because I'm Jewish, right?
Yeah.
So my cousin's Jewish. And so, like, how can it be that a Jewish person with Israel under the pressure it's under is like, no, I can't vote for him. He insults people. That's how it's terrifying how surface people's thinking is. God uses everyone. Moses was not flawless.
That's right.
He had a lot of problems. He told God, you've got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely have the wrong guy. He was like, no, I know what I'm doing. Thank you. You're going. Get your staff.
That's
get
right.
Aaron.
That's
and
right.
And get on the road. Pack your bags.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, you're
spot on, man. But here is that twisted thing. And it is really it is overrepresented, I would say, in our community, right? In the Jewish community, we have people who almost by default vote Democrat. I work with some folks. I mean, our general mangler is a Jewish guy from New York. You know, he wouldn't vote for a Republican if you hit him in the head with a brick. We've got another guy who, in all candor, is part of the swamp. So, I mean, I know which way he's going, but I don't know. I'm puzzled by it, Keith. I really am. I just don't get it.
Here's my understanding of it. You know, coming out of World War II and and every other country where Jews were not included, Jews believe that a party that pretends to be inclusive will include them. So the Democrats say, you know, that's them. They're inclusive. They want everybody in the tent. It's not, first of all, it's not true, and it doesn't include them.
That's right.
That's what our people don't understand. It's like, no. You unless you're transgender, or unless you otherwise want special treatment of some kind, or you say that you're broken, you are not included. I can't buy, like, I can't go and buy a muffin in this town without going under a flag that wants me to clap at what kind of sex I have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go under a rainbow to get a blueberry muffin? Like, why is that? How is that relevant?
Oh, my God.
I can't buy coffee without, like, treading on. By the way, they painted one of the crosswalks here rainbow.
Oh, stop. It's Newburyport. Of course they did.
Newburyport. Yeah.
Of course they did.
Go figure.
God. Keith. Thank you. A good yuntif, an easy fast, my friend. We will
talk
next week. Thank you, sir. That is Dr. Keith Ablo. Oh, by the way, keithablo.com is the website, keithablo.com. I love that. He's got to walk under a rainbow flag to go buy a blueberry muffin. Oh, God help him if he wanted, cranberry. It's 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.